Megame Day Freedom Rallies Planned Across America to Protest Lockdowns. By Hannah Blow on April 28, 2020. Megame Day Freedom Rallies are slated to pop up across America Friday, May 1. Aim to send a message to local and state government tyrants that it is time to safely and responsibly reopen the country. The drive-in rallies for freedom encourage participants to head to their state capital or local government building to protest the nationwide lockdowns and demand independence from China, not allowing the country to control trade, supply chains, or anything else that affects the daily life, health, happiness of American citizens. A schedule shows events slated to pop up in Honolulu, Hawaii, Phoenix, Arizona, Northampton, Massachusetts, Los Angeles, California, Huntington Beach, California, San Diego, California, San Francisco, California, Ventura, California, Louisville, Kentucky, Salem, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, Springfield, Illinois, Atlanta, Georgia, Morehead City, North Carolina, Smithfield, North Carolina, Brookfield, Wisconsin, Carson City, Nevada, Boise, Idaho, and Limerick, Pennsylvania. It shouldn't need to be said that the U.S. Constitution will not be infringed upon, but it is under attack by local and state government tyrants across the country, the events page reads. In some states, many elected officials have taken this opportunity to infringe upon many basic rights of its citizens, some with restrictions on what can be purchased. Others with an outright assault on the rights of citizens within their states through legislation passed during the shutdown. Our First and Second Amendment rights are what protect the rest, and we the people will not sit idly by and allow the U.S. Constitution to be trampled by a government or a social media platforms. The Founding Fathers didn't include a in case of virus clause in the Constitution that justified throwing our inalienable rights away by elected officials or bureaucrats. Freedom of speech and the right to peacefully assemble are our God-given rights and are not to be erased or paused. Organizers also stress that they are not anti-quarantine and preemptively debunk the emerging leftist narrative that anti-lockdown protesters believe the virus is a hoax. This virus is not a hoax. It is very real, and we must protect the most vulnerable. Healthcare workers, the elderly, those who are immunocompromised, and others, organizers said. However, America cannot destroy the lives and dreams of the majority to protect a few. The cure cannot be more dangerous than the disease, they continued. We risk losing who we are as a nation by completely shutting down the country and the economy. Americans are strong, resilient, and independent, they added. Users are encouraged to submit information for their own local rallies, and there is an option to donate, with proceeds going to Women for America First. Citizens across America took to the streets in places like Lansing, Michigan, and Richmond, Virginia, last week to protest the lockdown orders and demand the reopening of their respective states. Some states, like Florida and Texas, are allowing their stay-at-home orders to expire this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., announced Monday that the Lone Star State will be moving into the first phase of reopening May 1. Under Phase 1, retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, and malls can reopen under certain restrictions limiting occupancy. The state will be able to move into Phase 2, which increases occupancy and opens up additional businesses, as early as May 18 if they are able to contain the spread of the virus during the first phase.